The information and opinions you hear on this radio show are those of the guests and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of KFNX, its affiliates, management, or advertisers.
Networking Arizona is brought to you by Hypnotic One. You can visit them on the web at hypnoticone.com. That's hypnotic, the number 1.com. Networking Arizona is also brought to you by More Wealth. For more wealth and security in your retirement, visit morewealth4mywealth.com. That's M-O-O-R-E, wealth, the number 4, mywealth.com.
Welcome to Networking Arizona with host Carol Blonder. You'll hear interviews with businesses located throughout the valley. Networking, it makes a difference. If I traded
it all. Welcome to the show, everyone. I am so excited about networking with everybody out there and bringing on my first guest, who is growing in leaps and bounds. I have with me Shauna Moore. She's the owner of More Wealth Management. Shauna, thank you not only for being on the show, but also being for one of my sponsors and supporting the show and also being able to have a voice. And your voice is being heard, well, nationally now, and I'd like to first of all congratulate you on some of the kudos that go to you. For the last month, you've just been exploding. I want you to tell first off a little bit about yourself and what has been happening with you that's been so exciting. Okay,
well, thank you, Carol. Thanks for having me. I'm really happy to be here, and we have great conversations every time I'm here. I've been in the business again for over 25 years. I started working for my parents in high school, and while I was going to college, they convinced me to get my license and continue working part-time, which led into my full-time career. So it wasn't really my plan initially, but I really, truly love what I do. There's so much that we can do to help people plan properly for retirement that a lot of times advisors might miss certain things. And so there's a lot of old school. I do have a very solid foundation, but I also keep up with the current trends and different things because retirement planning really has changed in those 25 years. There's so many more things to think about. There's so much more insecurity with things like volatility and inflation and taxes. Social Security didn't used to be taxed, for example. So, you know, helping clients kind of navigate through all of that landscape has been truly rewarding for me to see the sigh of relief when we put together a plan and we implement that plan and they know that they're going to be okay for retirement.
She brings the old world with the new world, and the new world has changed incredibly, even in the last couple of years. And I think a lot of people would know that. And it's nice to have somebody. I know that you are younger, but you've been doing this for so long. But you also can bring to the table of how people do things today. You were on live television.
I
want you to tell everybody a little bit about that. This is unbelievable that for a little girl here in Arizona, right, who... they're listening, they're hearing you, someone hears you, maybe it's through the show, maybe it's through wherever, but somebody is listening and thought of a lot about you to have them be on the show. So let's tell them about it.
Yes. So I did. I have an upcoming interview with Tom Hegna that's going to be airing sometime soon on CNBC. We don't have the exact date yet. But leading up to that, I got an invite to do a live interview on Real America's Voice. And so we did that last Wednesday evening just to kind of talk about some of the different topics and concerns for retirees today, especially with some of the tax law changes, and to kind of talk a little bit about what's upcoming in that interview with Tom here in the next few weeks, I think it'll be in July. But it was very exciting. I was honored to be on the show and do a live interview and kind of be a female voice, because this industry has been predominantly, it's more male dominated. Mm-hmm. And I think in the last, 5-10 years, it's slowly been seeing a shift. And I've been doing this for over 25 years. So we've always been the minority as an advisor in the business. And that's okay with me. I'm prepared to try to, to keep up. And I know I have a different way about doing things, but I think that recently, because you have more women that are taking a little more control of their own personal finances, whether, whether they're married and the husband says, hey, they want their wife to be more involved, they're happy with that, or maybe they're single, divorced, widowed, or whatever the reason is, they know that they need to be more involved, they want to be more involved. And I think that has kind of shifted the mindset from believing that only a male can give you the right financial advice to realizing that women, even though we might have a different approach, more nurturing, different approach than maybe a male, for some people that are looking for a little bit of a different experience, I think that has allowed female advisors to grow in that area. And so I think that's what's leading to some of these things like doing the live interview.
I don't care if you're a man or a woman. When it comes to asking questions, everybody kind of hesitates because they think it might be a stupid question. Okay. And one thing that you have always said ever since you've been on the show, there is no stupid questions. And what you like to do is really hold your clients' hands, whether you are already sort of seasoned and, you know, maybe you've been kind of gearing up for retirement already. Maybe you're newly just getting into it and you need to learn what to do. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter to you. You work with anybody in that way. And what you like to do, from what I've understood from you, is get them to learn how to plan.
Exactly.
Right?
Yes.
And find out. Because even if you're a man, I don't care who you are, if you don't know, you don't know what you don't know. And we've talked about that.
Exactly. And, you know, for example, we've had people that I've talked to that said, hey, they have a male advisor. And they said, I just didn't understand something. And I asked the question and the advisor said, I've already answered that question. I would never do that to someone. I'm just going to answer it another way to make sure that they have a clear understanding of that. And I never expect my clients to remember every single thing. That's what I'm there for. So if a client comes back and says, hey, how does this work? Or why do we do that? That's my job, is to re-explain it again so that they continue to be on the same path. We're having the same conversation. We're on the same team, and really answer those questions. And, you know, we have new clients coming on board actually now, as of last week. And some of the reasons why they decided to make the change to us is that they were working with two different advisors, and they said in the first two meetings with me, they learned more, understood more, and I explained things that neither of their advisors had explained over a decade or more of working with them. On top of that, it's an all-in-one approach where they know I can help with their investments, whether, you know, that's in the stock market, if they need insurance, you know, they need pension-like income, helping with their pensions, helping with their Social Security, Medicare, their trust. They don't have to go to 3, 4, 5 different people. They can get it all at one place and know that it's all working together.
One-stop shop.
Yes.
Right? But here's the thing, too. When you work with people, what I've also learned from you is you're not just coming in, getting it signed, you know, and then you're part of this group. No. She wants to take it's a three-prong approach. See, mm-hmm. I'm remembering.
Yes.
But what's really nice is that it's all about you taking those baby steps, learning out, are we right for one another, right? Getting to know what to do. And you do those incredible plans for people that you can talk about at the break. We're going to do that after the break. But I've heard from you the most is how you want to educate people and
yes.
help them through this process.
Exactly.
And you're also an author. You know, and she's also the author of Retire With More, and it's MOORE, the holistic approach for a relaxed retirement. And we're going to talk about this also to the book, because, you know, there are so many questions, and especially for retirees today, and with what's going on in the economy and everything, everybody's on what I call spilkas, right? You know, I mean, it's true.
Yeah.
And they don't know what to do. You've been asked, you've also been in Bloomberg Business Magazine. I want to talk about that for a minute really quick before we go. So tell everybody.
Yeah, I did an interview, a brief interview with Bloomberg Business Week. It was published in April. And so just a short article in there. But again, I think as a female advisor and doing things right, and we really are putting ourselves out there to help educate, I think that's a big difference.
And listen up, men. Women are terrific. And this gal right here sitting next to me really is. And you wouldn't have all of these things that have been happening to you. They want you there. They want to hear you and what your opinions are. And that's awesome. So you can call her direct. Her phone number is 833, the number 4, My Wealth. You can also check it out on the website. It's more, MOORE, wealthtalk.com. We're going to go to a break. We're going to come back. We're going to talk further. We're probably going to open up the lines to the audience, too, so we can give away a book.
Absolutely.
So you can call in here, and everyone's getting entered in to win Retire With More, MOORE. Our number here is 602-277-5369. Toll free, it's 1-866-536-1100. Check her out. It's more, MOORE, wealthtalk.com.
If I traded it all.
So welcome back. We are talking with Shauna Moore, and she's the owner of Moore Wealth Management, M-O-O-R-E. At the break, we've sort of been talking in here, obviously, about some of the things that we want to talk about. And the first thing that came up was the difference between a financial planner and a retirement income planning person such as yourself. What's the difference?
The difference in general is that with a financial advisor, a financial planner, they're more generic in their expertise as far as growing your assets while you're working. And usually financial advisors are just on the investment side of things, which is great. You want to grow your assets as much as you can, because before retirement, it is about your assets and building that nest egg. But once you get into retirement, one of the biggest mistakes we see people make is they don't shift from that accumulation phase to the distribution phase. And part of that's, it's not really their fault. There's not all of those advisors are really specialized and trained in retirement income planning, which is what we specialize in. And that's where all the rules change. You have to start looking at distributing your assets now without the risk of running out of money in retirement. So if you have an advisor who just works on the investment side and grows your assets and says, hey, you built up this nest egg, you can take 4% out for your income in retirement, and they don't really make any shifts, that would be something that I would say is a red flag to look at getting a second opinion. Or, you know, like in my book, we talk about some of these different things. So it gives you some questions so you're armed when you go into your advisor and start asking some questions to find out, are they truly set up, educated, licensed, trained to be able to give you that unbiased advice? So we've had people say, hey, well, this advisor said, I wouldn't even recommend an annuity to my family. Well, then we find out that advisor is only licensed on the investment side. They can't even offer an annuity. They're not licensed for that. So then you're taking advice from someone who's not licensed, trained, or educated. And so to me, those are red flags. Now, on the flip side, if someone is more on the, you know, income plan and all they do are annuities, for example, and they don't have the expertise on the investment side of things, they might do the opposite where they say, hey, the stock market's too risky, take it all out, put it in an annuity. Well, that's not good advice either. So you really want to find that retirement income planner who does both sides of that, because that's a huge difference. You want to have some assets that you can safely draw down for income and retirement, but you still need some assets that are getting more growth for an inflation hedge, for taxes, for, hey, you need to take money, extra money out to buy a new car or fix your AC on your house, something like that. And so if you don't have the proper mix and looking at maximizing your Social Security and what your pension, if you have one, looks like, then you might be missing the boat. And so there really is a lot more involved. It's really easy just to be a financial advisor and say, hey, I'm going to take your money and I'm going to invest it, and I'm not going to think twice about it. But when you start looking at how are you going to distribute, how are you going to have this lifetime income plan, how are you going to make sure you're tax efficient in retirement when taxes, as we see this year, can change at a whim, just depending on what the government decides. So if you don't have someone that can help you plan ahead for that and plan ahead for your required distributions, they're not really doing retirement income planning, and that's where you can find yourself in trouble.
She's A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau. You can, just by listening to her, you can see how you care so much about the people that you work with. She does do second opinions. Her phone number to call is area code 833, the number 4, My Wealth. You can also go check her out on her website, which is more, M-O-O-R-E, wealthtalk.com. And the book that we're going to be talking about now is Retire with More, M-O-O-R-E. It's the holistic approach for a relaxed retirement. We're going to open up the lines to the audience, and you can call throughout the rest, you know, of the show to be able to get one. Our number here is 602-277-5369, and toll free, it's 1-866-536-1100. You also like to do these 15-minute discovery calls with people.
Yes.
Find out, are we a little fit for one another? And then you then bringing them in, you're not going to sit down and sign anything, at least for 3 or 4 interviews with one another.
Exactly.
It's all about finding out a little bit more about you. Mm-hmm. And every single time they come in, I bet you find out more.
I do. And it's really, you know, those meetings are so crucial, because before I can give someone advice, and before anyone should give anyone advice about their financial, you know, their retirement income planning and their future with their finances, you need to do a full, thorough exam, so to
intake.
Speak. You know, you need to find out, what are you currently doing? What are your needs? What are your income needs? What kind of income sources do you have? What are your goals? Are you staying where you're at? Are you going to sell your house and downsize? Are you moving to a different state? There's a lot of different factors that really go into that, and determining, you know, if you're single, divorced, married, widowed, all those things come into play. And so it's really easy just to say, take out a certain amount of money. But when you really take all those things into play, for example, if you are married at some point, because none of us are going to live forever, one spouse is going to pass away. Well, when that spouse passes, you're going to lose the lower of the two Social Security benefits. Now, if you haven't planned for that, then you might find yourself where you're short money, and now you could really run the risk of running out of money. Because with only one person, your expenses don't cut in half. They're a little bit less, but it's not that dramatic. So if you don't have an account set up to where you say, hey, let's turn on this guaranteed income to replace that, those are the things that you need to be looking at. And so those are the things that we talk about.
It's the story of my father. It happens to be that my father, when my mom passed away, nobody expected it to happen. And guess what? The Social Security went bye-bye, and he was like, woof, wait a minute. And he wasn't prepared.
Right.
Now, everything worked out fine because, you know, he had things in place that were able to make that okay. But guess what? That's a scary thing. A lot of people don't realize that that happens.
Yes.
They all want to ask you the question. The number one question I think you get asked is, when should I take it? They all want to know, when should I take it? Now right. You have it. Well, one goes away, now what should I do? And you can
exactly.
help with that as well.
And that's exactly what we talk about. We find the most optimal time to take Social Security doesn't mean you just take it at full retirement age as a, you know, hard and fast rule, or wait till 70 or take it at 62. We find the right time based on when do you plan to retire, what income sources do you have. And so we really want to find that kind of magic number. Now, we don't have a crystal ball, but we can have a really good educated, you know, estimate as far as how to maximize your Social Security along with the rest of your income in retirement. And at least prepare for that, just like we prepare for, hey, right now Social Security benefits are taxed for most people. That might be going away, but we don't have any guarantees of that. And even if they stop taxing Social Security, well, it didn't used to be taxed in the 80s, now it's taxed, it could come back again.
Yeah.
So as long as you know those things and have some things set up, but a lot of times advisors don't put together a true income plan. I've seen a lot of those plans, and they come in and they're just not really very thorough, and that's the problem that I see. And that's why I'm so passionate, because I want to help as many people as I can avoid those mistakes. And even if someone doesn't work with me directly, I want them to be able to go find someone that they're comfortable with and make sure they're getting the right advice.
Well, your income planning is incredible, and it is extensive. I've seen it. We did it together.
We did.
Right?
Yep.
We did it on the air. We should do it again sometime, because you know what? When you hear what she does, it's incredible the amount of effort that you put into it, so that you can find out where it's an estimate, but it's pretty close.
Pretty close.
Right?
As close as you can get.
I would like it pretty close. I don't want to just guess.
Right. You don't want to just wing retirement, because I've seen that where people have come in, you know, 7-8 years into retirement, where they kind of did just wing it. They didn't have an income plan, and something happened, whether that was 2008 market, you know, the market crash, or something else that happened, and they were not set up properly. And it's really hard at that point to go back and really try to salvage that. Now, you can do some things, obviously, if you're at that in that position, but it's so much better if you can get it prepared and right the first time, as you're getting into retirement, rather than after the fact.
And her book is very easy to read. It's also, you know, it's meant for almost anybody, right? And so I would say the first thing is call in here. Get yourself this book. It's Retire With More. You're going to learn a little bit more about her in the book as well. And it's the holistic approach for a relaxed retirement. And our number here is 602-277-5369. And toll free, it's 1-866-536-1100. Check her out on her website also. More, MOORE, Wealth Management. Oh, I just said it. MoreWealthTalk.com. For what, when you see, we said that the most question that you get asked is about Social Security. What's the next thing that they usually ask you?
Well, it's really, I think from there it kind of varies, but it's really about, I mean, the biggest question is, when can I retire? Can I retire now? I'm thinking of retiring at this age. Can I do it? You know, can I retire at 62 or can I retire at 65? Whatever that looks like. And so that's the main thing, is most people have an idea in their mind of when they want to retire. Most people. But they don't know if they can.
Right.
And so that's what my job is, to say, can you retire at that age? And sometimes they come back and say, well, you can, it'll be pretty tight, but if you waited another year, then it'd be better, or 2 years. Sometimes I say, hey, you can retire then, or if you want to retire a couple of years earlier. And that provides some relief where they know that, hey, if they decide they don't like their job anymore, something changes, there's layoffs or what have you, it's just less stress knowing that they could retire at any time and they'll be okay. But the longer they work, obviously, the better that looks. So it's
how
really
many times you have it where people think they can't retire and they can?
A lot of times.
A lot of times.
And it's really about positioning their savings and their retirement accounts in the right way. And so if they don't make those changes, maybe it's not as secure of a retirement. But once we make a couple little tweaks to their plan, then they see, oh, aha, I can retire.
We have our lines open here for everyone to get her book. It's Retire With More, M-O-O-R-E. Our number here is 602-277-5369. And toll free, it's 1-866-536-1100. She likes to do these discovery 15-minute calls with people. It's a free consultation. She's A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau. Her phone number is 833-4-MY-WEALTH. It's more, M-O-O-R-E, wealthtalk.com.